Hey, this is Steve Goss. Time again to carve out a space for Mara Davis and Mara's Music Mix with everything you need to know about the weekend's best concerts. Great to see you again.
Let's get started on Saturday night. I want to take a trip over to Symphony Hall. Gillian Welch and David Rawlings are playing together. And if you've seen Gillian and Dave together, it just gets under your skin and in your soul. But this is something different. It's a performance of their album, The Harrow and the Harvest, which was a Grammy-nominated record, and they're performing it in its entirety.
And you know what? Both of these guys have gone back and re-released their albums on vinyl. In fact, they invested in a vinyl lathe, and they do their own records. They create their own stuff on vinyl.
It's pretty amazing.
Isn't that something?
But to see the two of them in that spectacular venue, that's a night you just need to be quiet, except when they stop playing, because you will be mesmerized by the music. Through the past. That's Gillian Welch at Symphony Hall. Saturday night.
So on Sunday night, we have two female icons of rock are teaming up with their bands together. This is going to be a hell of a show.
Two powerful front women, Shirley Manson, Debbie Harry, Blondie and Garbage. What a double bill. Of course, I love Garbage. Shirley Manson, you know, the fiery red hair. I'm only happy when it rains. Stupid girl. I mean, the hits go on and on and on. She puts on a great show. But Debbie Harry, I mean, she's like, I think 72 or 70. And some of those songs, just, you know, you hear that beginning of Heart of Glass, and I get the chills every time. It brings back so many memories.
And Blondie has a new album out. Pollinator came out recently. It's their 11th studio LP. So it's called The Rage and the Rapture Tour. So get ready to rock.
That's Blondie and Garbage, Sunday night at Chastain. We do mention jam bands from time to time on the segment. And one of the pioneers of jam band music is Government Mule. Warren Haynes is just a wonder to watch on stage. His guitar solos are long and strong and in your face. The band just released their 10th studio album called Revolution Come, Revolution Go.
It's a wee bit political, you think?
You think?
I think so, yeah. And this is at the Roxy, the new venue up near SunTrust Park. And FYI, the Braves are in town that afternoon. They're playing at 1:35. Doors open for the show at the Roxy at 7 p.m., so plan accordingly.
Take an Uber or get your mom to drop you off.
Get your mom.
That's Government Mule with Galactic at the Roxy on Sunday night.
This next act that you have on our list this weekend, Mara, I am fascinated by Sarah Shook. And her story, to me, is amazing.
Sarah Shook and the Disarmers, they're going to be playing Eddie's Attic. I've talked about this band before when they played at the Star Bar the last time they were in town. And she's a really interesting performer, singer, songwriter, kind of like an outlaw country vibe, but she's also a vegan and is very outspoken, and she has a really, really unique voice, and I think she's someone to watch. I love her new album, Sidelong. I've been listening to it all year. Keep the Home Fires Burning is just like, wow, this girl's in your face. That's Sarah Shook and the Disarmers at Eddie's Attic on Sunday night. I can feel